Hi everyone, this is the November 1st session of the Inspired Writing Results Group. We have Pat and Peggy on the line, and of course Nina. So we're just going to jump in. Is everybody doing okay today?
Great.
Yep.
Okay, very good. All right, so Carol can't be here, but she sent me some stuff, so I'll read through that and then we can go from there. So okay. She said her accomplishments were that she celebrated her 70th birthday.
Whoa.
Yes, and she wrote a draft for a political piece. She wrote on a daily basis. She accepted her writing process and that early drafts are part of the process. And she realized she might be writing a book. And she checked out Writer's Market. So she did quite a lot of stuff.
Wow, and that was a huge move to kind of, you know, realize that there was something to her ambling with her writing.
Yeah, and I'm just happy she seems like she accomplished a lot, like the draft for the political piece and all of that, and writing daily, so great. And she says her intentions are to type up a first draft of a writing piece on one of her five themes, two times per week, to continue to write on a daily basis notes for pieces on her various themes, and continue to organize vast amounts of stored writing notes and research. I think some of these we've had there before. Research publications that publish essays, and think about publishing an essay. So she's got quite a lot going on.
Hopefully it's not like biting off more than you can chew.
Yeah, but, I mean, I always like it if you're excited and, you know, you have things you want to put on there. I have things to go on my to-do list, but I have my five priorities every day, and sometimes I don't even get to all of them every day, but, you know, I just keep moving things up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of like having things there, because if you don't have them there, then you don't remember you even have them, but the key is to prioritize.
Exactly.
So you don't end up feeling like you didn't do anything. All right, so yay, Carol. Who wants to go next, Peggy or Pat?
Go, Peggy, go.
You said that last time. Okay.
All right, so Peggy's going. Let me go through your intentions.
Okay.
Complete proposal revision.
Oh, boy, I completed a lot of it, but I still have more revisions to do.
Okay, so I'll just say worked on proposal revision.
Yes.
Continue contacting potential forward writers.
No, but I have some new ideas. So,
okay, so I'll just say
carry that over.
Generated new ideas for forward writers.
No, well, okay, we'll ask that question. So one of them is a PhD. It seems like that might be so that might be good, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, work on author website.
Did, but need a lot more work.
Okay, worked on author website. Not done. Get articles on author page.
Oh, I need to continue that. I've been working on that, but I need to get more on. I should have put the one that got published last week on there.
Yeah, that was great.
Pat saw it. I'll send it to you, Nina. Yeah.
Okay. So go back. So you published an article?
Yes, I published an article last week, and that's what Pat knows that the editor offered me more money to write more, and so yeah, I sent her that within like 6 days. I just got an idea, and Pat was with me when I got the idea because she came to visit, and within how many days, Pat? 4 days, I think it was in, and then it got published in 6 days. So
yeah, it was right spot on, and the timing was great, and everything, it was perfect.
Okay, so I wrote, published an article and got an agreement to write more often for more pay.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I got a little distracted. I apologize. My daughter was on texting me or trying to call, so I was trying to text her back to say I couldn't talk. So said you did or didn't get the articles on the author page?
I did. I got a few, but I need to work more to get more articles up.
Add a few articles to author page.
So when you were distracted, I said I'll send you the article because I jumped into something new. I haven't done art review before, but I love art.
Cool.
And I just jumped in and did it. And not only did the editor like it, but the artist did. So I was.
Well, it was so relevant. I mean, it was art and social, you know,
justice
at the same time.
Nice. Awesome. Good for you. And I'm excited that that now you have an editor who's wanting to pay you more and to have you write more consistently.
Yeah.
And is he paying you decently?
No. Well, I mean, Pat, do you think it's decent? It's a small weekly newspaper out in the country, so I can't remember how many it is. It was 500 words, and I got $60. How much does that calculate out to?
Hold on. 500 divided by 6.
Well, if it was a dollar a word, it'd be 500. If it's a penny a word, it's about 50, right?
Yeah, and I did this wrong. So 500 words times...
Is a penny a word?
$60.
Yeah, it's not...
I can't seem to make it work here on my calculator.
Well, you know, if you should... Nina, just try 500 words times 0.01.
That's five.
$5? Okay. Then try 500 words times 0.10.
That's $50.
Okay, so it's 10 cents a word.
Oh, well, 10 cents a word is good, right?
It's a good start, but it's not only a good start. You're getting, it's documented. I mean, you're getting paid and you're getting published and you're building a portfolio, so it's all good.
Right. Okay. Was she paying you before?
Initially, she wasn't at all, and then I wrote something that knocked her socks off, and so she paid me $75 for, I think, 500 words for that. Maybe it was more. It was 800 words, $75.
Okay.
So, but then in the meantime, I've written a few just small little things about things happening around town. But it's when I get into the art that she goes crazy. She goes, oh, we don't have an art.
I think it elevates the publication, too.
Yes, I think she sees that, yeah.
Oh. All right, good. Awesome. All right, the last thing you had on here was follow-up contacts for the Writing for Change conference.
I did, and that's I did an interview yesterday. That's another accomplishment with the guy who invented soy milk and whole soy yogurt. So that was a follow-up from the conference, and I got an interview from him, and I'm already working on a story about him and his inventions.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So out of art into food, okay.
That's okay. I mean, you're following your interests, and so that's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. All right. So intentions, I have complete proposal revision, continue contacting potential forward writers. Work on author website, get articles on author page. I guess I should get rest of the articles.
So then with this new, well, we should put this into questions too, but so let's wait for how often. I was going to try to get an article in every other week. Oops, who's that?
No, that's me and my phone. I'm going to just,
okay.
I'll just step away for a second.
Okay. So, but I wonder if that's too much with surgeries in 1 week. Maybe I should say every 3 weeks.
Well, it's up to you how often you write for them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, do you think you can do every 2 weeks, or do you think you would be more comfortable every 3 weeks?
Every 3 weeks. Yeah, and then if I do more, I'll be happy. And, yeah.
Okay, so write article for newspaper every 3 weeks. Okay? Anything
okay.
else?
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's probably enough with your surgery and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And when is your surgery?
A week from tomorrow.
Okay, so you'll just have to let me know if you feel up to yes, you have to let me know whether you feel up to doing the session, you know,
okay.
the week after that.
Yeah.
Okay, Pat, are you back?
I'm here.
Okay, so I have under intentions, finish edits on Elephant Book.
Okay, yeah, they're not finished yet,
but
I've worked on it. I worked on it.
Okay, worked on edits for Elephant Book. 16 blog posts.
No, but that's because they fired the social, not fired, but the social media person isn't there anymore, and I don't know where the blogs are going, if they're going to be anymore. So until I settle that with the CEO, then there's no point in writing anymore. But she didn't even tell me. I did four, and you know, and then I didn't see him, and then I called. Oh yeah, she doesn't work here anymore. So, unfortunately, I was thinking about this today. This is one of those nonprofits where the CEO plays everything pretty close to the vest, and you know, doesn't share a lot of that information.
Right.
So I have to just find out. So my assignment will be to find out if she's going to continue publishing them.
Okay. So I'll take 16 blog posts off and just say find out about editor and blogs.
Right.
Blog posts. Okay. Hand off or kill Arcadia book.
Okay, so I wrote a kill letter, and then eventually I got another letter from them begging me to rethink it. And all these reasons why I should, including offering to, like, change the timeline or something. And then I thought, well, if I could find more interesting information, photographs of the turn-of-the-century stuff that is so really cool, maybe I could, you know. So I started going down that rabbit hole again, looking for resources that aren't there. And so I'm kind of mad at myself because I still need to get rid of it and kill it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to keep hitting my head against a brick wall.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? Are you going to do it or you're not going to do it?
Tomorrow I'm going to write her an email and thank her very much and appreciate her offer, but I'm just unable to find the material that would make this work.
Okay.
So by next time I should be a free woman.
Okay, so I put under accomplishment, sent kill letter to Arcadia, received request to continue Arcadia book.
Yeah.
Now under intentions, I have kill Arcadia book again.
Again, got it.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, this is not, semi-related. You know, I sent that submission off to Macmillan, and they said, give us 8 weeks. If you haven't heard from us in 8 weeks, then we're not interested. So it's been four. So I'm just kind of,
and they
you
said
know,
it would take 3 weeks?
Eight.
Eight. Yeah, it could take longer.
Yeah, well, but they said if you don't hear from us within 8 weeks, assume we're not interested. But I'm thinking this is Zambia and, you know, a publisher in Zambia, so maybe they could even get bogged down a little.
Yeah, I would give it a good 10 weeks before you email them.
Okay, well, actually, they said don't even bother them if we don't hear from them. Would you anyhow?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would. Well, because I just would want to have confirmation that I should move on.
Well, and I was kind of maybe hoping they would give some feedback.
Well, and you could do that, too. You could say, you know, I haven't heard from you. It's been 9 weeks, And I know you said not to contact you, but if I'm assuming you didn't take it, and I would love to have, you know, whatever feedback you could offer me on why.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I would do. But you've got a couple more weeks to go for that.
Yeah, I have till the end of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, any other accomplishments?
No. Just we married our daughter off on the 22nd.
Yes, you did. Congratulations.
Thank you. So yeah, that was that's about it.
Any other intentions you want to add?
No, I'm also involved. I mean, between the darn house and then this other business concern that I'm doing a lot of writing for, I think that's it. I just...
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I just especially want to get rid of Arcadia, because I found that once the wedding was out of my hair, if I could get Arcadia out of my hair, I feel like I would be better able to focus on the other stuff, because I wouldn't be, they just wouldn't be taking up any more room in my head.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, freeing yourself up is going to help you work on the other things that you want to work on.
Yeah. So that's it, basically.
Okay, awesome. All right, so we're open for questions.
Okay. Patty, are you going first?
No, go.
My phone is threatening to die, so I'm trying to rescue it while we speak. But if the battery won't charge up, it'll just disconnect me. But there's a lot to do when you write an article. I measured the time. It was like 12 hours of solid work on a topic that I knew a lot about, you know. But how am I going to fill that in with trying to get this proposal done and get this proposal out, you know?
Right. So let's talk about that, because you were saying, you know, should I do two articles or three articles a month? And
yeah.
I think that you need to, especially with your surgery coming up and stuff, you need to just make the proposal your priority, which doesn't mean you can't write any articles, but, you know, you didn't say she asked you to commit to a certain number. She just asked you to write more often.
Right, right.
So I would put the majority of your energy into getting the proposal done and throw in an article here and there, you know, to keep yourself, you know, to have to do something fun and interesting and then gear up once the proposal's done.
Okay.
That would be me.
Okay. It seems to me that I could spend... the truth is I write 7 days a week. It's to some degree. But serious writing, maybe do four of the proposal and one on a story. Like, the shorter the story, the faster I can get it out.
Yes. That is definitely true.
Yeah.
You don't need as much research. And
exactly. Then the one that I just bit off, which is really interesting, is it does require some research. Because something happened to soy products when this book against you eating soy happened. A lot of them went under. The businesses went under. So I have to do some research about that.
Right.
But she wanted 800 words, so.
Okay,
yeah.
So, but she said she wanted the story on soy, is that what you said?
Yeah, she does want that story. And I went and did the interview, so I should just get, my goal should be just get it into her. My deadline would be Monday, and surgery is Wednesday. Get that into her Monday, so just, like, divide up a couple hours each day for getting that done, and then the rest of the time keep working on this proposal. The more I work on the proposal, the more excited I am about the book, by the way, because putting together what I had already written and your way of organizing it, I think now I'm going, oh yeah, I'd buy this book, you know.
Well, that's good. And doing the proposal should be a clarification process. You know, you should gain a lot of clarity on where you're going with this book.
Yes, and I saw ways that, like, there was something stuck at the end of my proposal that you said, what's this doing here? And then all of a sudden I realized ways I could incorporate it in different spots in the proposal beforehand. So it was really great having extra eyes on it.
Okay, good.
Well, yes, and Pat and I, we need to ask you our Grammarly question.
Oh, yeah.
How does Grammarly work if you want to pay for the service?
Basically, it will store anything you put up there, you know, to check, it stores.
Yeah.
There are some things that it does that I don't think I've ever tried. I'm just going there, so I have it in front of me. You can upload to it. I don't. I usually just copy my whole piece and drop it in the, you know, and paste. But
paste
it does
to where?
Into Grammarly.
Ah.
So when you go to Grammarly, hold on, it's coming out. So when you have an account, you'll click on it, and comes up. It says Grammarly Editor is loading, which is what's happening right now. I don't know why it's taking so long. And then you'll have a place where you can click, and it opens a screen, and you then so like on the left, this is my Grammarly profile subscription, blah, 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 blah. And then it'll say new, and you can either upload something or you can just click on it, and it will open. And then you paste into there, or like I said, you can upload.
So did you pay to, or do you, I haven't joined. They said you could do a free trial on your email, which I really like.
I did a free trial, and then I upgraded to the it says premium on mine, so I guess that's what I have.
Okay.
And so then you drop in your copy, and it does its thing. And the next thing you know, you have all kinds of little messages. Well, first it'll tell you at the bottom how many words you have, and then it'll say, like this one said, 12 advanced issues, and my score was 93. And so then you go through, and it says, you know, that there needs to be a comma in this one place. And then it says that to just do it is incorrect. It needs to be just to do it. So it's, and if you click on it, it'll say, oh, hold on, undo. If I... Here, so you can click on it, and I don't know why it's not doing that. You should be able to click on things and find out why. So, like down here, I use the word perfect. It says repetitive word, and if I click on repetitive on that thing, repetitive word, it says the word perfect appears repeatedly in this text. Consider using a synonym in its place, and it gives me improve, complete, and develop.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
And then you can click more, and it actually explains things. You know, it's got
that's
this incorrect, correct, and he's, you know, it's, and I got to tell you, there's some things I've really learned from using it.
I jumped from my writing to a dictionary to a thesaurus to a dictionary back to my writing, and sometimes on my way I get lost in my email or something, you know.
Yeah,
because,
so this is all in one place.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Like, here I have the end result, and it says that it wants to cross out end result and just put result because... the result is the end result, right? It's redundant. And so it tells you things like that that you would never think of. And there, it'll show up split infinitives. And, there are lots of times when I'll write something and then I'll say, this does da-da-da-da-da. And it'll always say unclear antecedent. And I'm like, really? So every time I have to go in there and change this or that or, you know. So it's stuff like that that now I actually that I actually think of when I'm writing.
Right.
It's a help. It actually helps me improve my writing, and it's a great place to just drop things. I have to say, I haven't dropped, like, whole chapters in there, although I probably should. But most of my blog posts go in there. Some of my emails, things like that, and the only thing you have to know is that if you have anything that's like a link or is formatted, like italics, it loses all that. So when I copy and paste, it's gone.
So can you add a note, ital or something for yourself so that when
you paste? You probably could. Or sometimes what I do is I then just go through it and say, okay, that needs to be fixed, and I fix it in Grammarly, and then I copy that line and drop it back into my Word doc.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I just piecemeal it, which is more time-consuming. But if I know I have a lot of formatting in a document, I'll do it that way. But you can also download once you're done. I don't. I copy and then paste. And then there's some other things that you can turn on that I don't even have on. Well, I guess all of them are on. Yeah, so it has a bunch of things you can have on or off, and that's contextual spelling, grammar, punctuation, sentence structure, and style.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then there's even a plagiarism checker.
Oh, good.
Which I don't have on because I don't plagiarize. But, you know, I could do that. Like, I'm about to hire some guest bloggers for my sites, and, you know, I could definitely check to make sure that they're not copying from somewhere.
Yeah, you'd want to do that.
Yep. And there's you can pay to send your work to a professional proofreader as well.
Oh, wow.
Send to proofreader. And I'm sure you must have to pay for that.
So how much does Grammarly cost you each month?
I don't know. Hold on. I pay $139.95 a year, or you can pay $11.66 per month.
Oh, that's not that bad. Oh, good.
I was thinking it was
a lot more. Oh, that's good.
No, I think it's fairly reasonable.
Do you have a referral thing that you get a little bit of credit or anything for?
Well, I might. Hold on. Let me see. Let me see. I do.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me watch. What is this here? Actually, it looks like maybe the plagiarism checker is different because I have two links. I'm going to have to call them about that. All right, I'll put this up on the Facebook group too.
Okay. Sounds good.
So, yeah, I love it. I like I said, I don't use it with everything, but I use it with a lot of stuff.
Because, as I get to towards the end of rewriting my proposal, all my friends who are doing me favor editing now have paying editing jobs, so they're all busy. So I've been proofreading. And so maybe of using Grammarly, but do you think that's not enough at this stage I'm in, or do you think that might be enough? Or maybe just ask.
Well, it's going to help you with the line editing, yeah.
Yeah, because I'll need that. And then maybe just ask a friend to just have a good look at it and pick up anything that's glaring. But there shouldn't be anything glaring at this point.
No, I mean, I did some line editing, but,
I would make
sure somebody goes through it pretty carefully.
Yeah. Okay.
I get two or three people who are really good at grammar, but that's not going to help you know whether you accomplished everything that I told you to do. But
right. I think that I understood what you were telling me what to do in most cases, and if not, I asked you about it.
Okay.
Well, how much would you charge me to go through that again?
Well, I mean, if I have to read it just as carefully, then, it's not any different. But if
you
have to repeat, I could probably give you a little bit off of it because it should be in better shape.
Because after it goes through Grammarly, it should be.
Yeah. So you know, think about it, and when you feel like you're ready, email me, tell me how many pages it is, and I'll come up with something for you.
Yeah, it is growing, because you wrote that note about that the chapter summary needs to reflect the size of the chapter. So, and all my chapter summaries now start with a summary and then a bullet list. So it grew.
Okay. Yeah, so finish it up and then let me know, and I'll give you a quote.
Okay.
Other questions?
No, I don't think I have any. I'm just...
Pat, what about working on other publishers rather than putting all your eggs in one basket?
Well, I have to, this one didn't require a full proposal. It was a real scaled down version of what they just wanted, a bio, a synopsis, and an outline, and so the first couple chapters. So that was easy to do. The next step, so if I'm going to go looking for an agent, which is the next step, I have several that are interested in seeing my proposal, but I still have to write the proposal. So that would be my next step. And I admit, I shouldn't put all my eggs in one basket. I think it's probably not likely that I'm going to get a publisher, get Macmillan as my publisher first time out of the, shot out of the barrel. So I probably should just start working on the proposal. And at the same time, go back to, I have found several outlets for magazines articles. So I'm going to go back to, because that was what the other agents wanted to see, was that I'd published a couple of articles. So,
Oh, good.
I'll ask Nina. It's probably not practical to, like, hope that this works out with Macmillan. I should probably plow ahead as though I haven't submitted that to them.
Yeah, why don't you do something like, depending on how fast you work, do you think that you'll write another book after this one?
Well, I know publishers want to see that, so I'm thinking a children's version.
Okay. So what I was going to say was you could start working on the parts of a proposal that tend to be transferable from one proposal to the next. So like
right.
Your bio, your mission statement. Since it's the same topic, right?
Right.
If it's a different topic, then not the mission statement, but your bio, your platform, promotion. In most cases, like for me, my books, the promotion stays pretty much the same.
Okay,
Platform, promotion, bio. Yeah,
The competition, market analysis.
Yeah, although that would be different if it's a children's book.
True, yeah.
But the, what else could you...
Well, I don't see it. I'm not even thinking about the second book. I'm just willing to say that I'd do one because publishers generally want you to.
Right, so then you could do the spinoff section, and that's a good exercise anyway because you have to... All it is a list of... it says the author would be willing to write, wants to write the following books, and then you write a title, you come up, brainstorm a title and a pitch.
Okay.
And if I were you, I would not only do a children's book, I'd probably be thinking about something else that is for the same audience.
Okay.
So maybe two of them. Because, like, Macmillan isn't going to, or someone else, they may not do children's books. They probably don't.
Yeah.
Right? So they're looking for how can you stay with them and keep publishing.
Right.
Because the more books you write and publish, the more books you sell. And my agent and I are seeing that. I paid some money. Was it you guys that I said was talking about hiring a publicist or, somebody to help?
But,
was it in this group?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, this is the second time I've ever spent money on promotion for a book, and it is the second time I feel like I have wasted my money.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah. I paid like $1,700, which isn't a huge amount, but it's still, for me, it was a lot of money. And yeah, I really did not get my bang for my buck. And what I was going to say was that my agent said, yeah, you know, I think we're actually doing better by just producing more and more e-books because, number one, you make money off of them, and number two, they promote the other books. You know, they just keep giving you more and more exposure.
Huh.
So that's the thing to keep in mind with the spinoffs is, you know, they want you to keep, you know, they want you to be doing stuff that keeps promoting one book after another.
Okay.
So, like, you know, I just came out today with creative one, in my guide series, my Write Nonfiction Now guide series, we have one to Guide to Creativity and Flow. And it's actually already made it to the bestseller list, which my book, Creative Visualization for Writers, has not. So, you know, and we did it in a day, which is what usually happens to my books. But, you know, and I, anyway, Creative Visualization for Writers came out a month early, and I didn't have everything in place yet. And so I hurried to get this company online, you know, on board. And I, you know, it's one of those things where they don't guarantee anything. And in one place it says we guarantee, and then in another it says we don't guarantee anything. So basically they're like, we don't guarantee. And, you know, so I didn't get any podcasts out of it or, you know, any of the stuff I thought I'd get. But my e-books tend to do well, and that promotes my other books. Like at the back of this ebook is an ad for Creative Visualization for Writers.
Okay.
So,
I'm thinking of writing a short ebook and just getting it out there so that every time you Google Pelvic Mesh on Amazon, you get my ebook because now if you Google it, you get nothing. So,
yeah, so you should.
Yeah.
That would be a really good project for you to do and, you know, to have. I mean, it can be something as simple as, you know, five strategies or tips or whatever on, you know, handling your pelvic mesh problems. Or, you know, that's a bad thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It could be something very simple where it's just like five chapters. I mean, just as long as you write 4,000 or 5,000 words, you're good on Amazon.
Wow. Okay, 4,000 or 5,000 words. Because let's put that down on intentions, though, so that I that cycles back for me. Because I could take something that I have on my blog and just expand it. There's always problems with mesh that a quick book might work.
Right. So yeah, I would definitely do that.
Okay.
But make sure that, you know, when you go to put it up on Amazon as an ebook, you want to make sure that, you know, it's edited and it's formatted correctly and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And that you get a professional cover. Otherwise, it's not going to do well.
Professional cover. Okay.
But you can get covers from, you can get them at Fiverr, but I don't recommend that. But, like, I know a guy who does them for $200. But you could try Fiverr. I mean, you're doing a pretty simple book, you know.
Maybe try Fiverr for a few things.
You hire three people, you know, hire three people who say they do ebook covers, and, you know, you will spend $15 and see if any of them are any good. If they're not, then you lost $15, but that's all.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could try that. Otherwise, yeah, you know, the other place to go is to go to Upwork.com.
W-O-R-K or Upwork?
Upwork, W-O-R-K.
Okay.
And see if you can't find somebody there who is a ebook cover designer or an ebook formatter. Make sure they have experience. If you're doing the formatting, make sure they have experience. Because if it has a bunch of errors, you'll get dinged by Amazon. So, so you need to get a decent cover. I mean, I do mine, but I had some design background. I mean, I don't do all of mine. The Write Nonfiction Now guides I don't do. And I mean, none of those e-books. But the e-books that I'm offering on my website that are PDFs, those I do myself.
Oh.
I use Canva.
Canva, okay.
Yeah, I use Canva. So you have to decide. you know, whether you have the ability to do it or not. I mean, if it's just a little ebook, then, you know, you might be able to get away with somebody at Upwork, you know, for $50 or $75.
Okay.
So I'd look there, but make sure they have some experience and you look at their portfolio.
Okay.
And then the formatting is really important, that it get formatted correctly.
Okay. Emphasize
and you
that,
could
okay.
do it yourself, but it takes really good knowledge of Microsoft Word. Like, you have to be yeah. able to create a table of contents and link it to the chapter titles and stuff like
okay.
that.
Yeah.
I tried it one time. I did it. It took me hours and hours and hours, and then I gave it to somebody. At Smashwords, there's if you sign up for Smashwords and put your book there as well, then there's something called Mark's List you can get. And Mark's List has a bunch of people on it who will format for Amazon and for, you know, for Kindle and for Smashwords.
Okay.
And I didn't pay very much because I paid like $20 because I had already done most of the work. She just checked it. The second time I did it, I just handed over the manuscript.
Oh, good.
And the third time I did it, I gave it to someone different. And that was my dance guide, and I've never been 100% happy with it. I actually want to redo it because she said we shouldn't do bullets. It should all be asterisks, and, you know, and you can do bullets. They just have to be done correctly. So it's just, you'd be surprised how bad something can look.
Yeah.
So it's different if you're going to do a PDF and just sell it from your site, but that's not going to give you the same kind of traction you're talking about.
Right.
You want it to be on Amazon.
Right.
But that's not something one of my, a book about elephants would lend itself to, right?
Well,
what about a story
you're
about
writing
that
about the slaughter of elephants, right?
Part of it, yeah.
What about a story about Wonky? Has that been done?
She's sort of like an international.
I would take
figure.
Off on something in the news, to be honest. I might say, I mean, I happen to love elephants, and despite what everybody says, I always loved going to Ringling Brothers and seeing the elephants. And every time I went, it always looked like they were super well cared for. And anyway, but you could, you know, do something related to your story that still has to do with elephants, like where can you go see elephants in, you know, decent habitats for them where they're being well cared for, or, you know, 5 facts about or 10 facts about elephants maybe you never knew, or where to go in Zambia to see wild elephants, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like that, where it's think about what people would be looking for on the internet.
What about an inspiration story about that woman whose name began with a T that left Zambia and went to Arizona to go to school?
And yeah.
And then she's going back home, right, to teach?
She's there, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, an inspirational story about her. She's an amazing woman.
Well, that would be okay, too.
I'm just thinking, it's one of my chapters is why zoos and performing, you know, circuses and things are not good for elephants. And then at the end of the book, I talk about places where people can go see them. So I can pull it all together into an e-book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would work.
It's just that, in response to what you said, for them to get the elephants to perform like that, they have to just break their spirits. They do some pretty mean stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I know. I rode horses when I was growing up, you know.
Well,
if they didn't jump a fence with their feet high enough, they would smack them in their feet with, you know, a bamboo pole. And, you know, you look at the racehorses. There's all kinds of stuff that I think is just as bad, I guess.
Well, yeah, I have a rescue greyhound. She was on a racetrack. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's all kinds of things. Just, I think as a society, we're just becoming much more aware.
Right.
I hope.
Right. So, yeah, so I think you could do anything like that, and that would
okay,
be good.
Okay, well, thanks. I had never thought about that.
Well, and see, these things are platform building, because if you get, you know, if you can say I published this and I've had, you know, maybe it's not huge numbers of people, but if you can say, you know, I had 500 people download a copy in the first, you know, 6 months, it's something.
Yeah. Oh, no, I totally agree with you. Yeah. I think that sounds great. That's
so,
cool.
I mean, it makes you an expert. So that's the other thing. If you were to publish 2-3 short ebooks, you know, something, I mean, my ebooks range from, the ones that we're doing now are between 20 and 30,000 words. They're not short.
Oh.
You could do ones that are, you know, 10,000 words or 5,000 words and, you know, make them meaty enough. And if you do 3 or 4 of them, you actually begin to be seen as an expert.
No, you're absolutely right. Okay, that's good. That's helpful. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad. Anything else?
I think that's it for me. I'm getting kind of tired today, just getting ready. So I'm okay if we close early.
Yeah, and Peggy, do try to rest up a little before you go in, please.
Yeah. Okay. I will. It's hard being the grandma.
It's really hard, but if you go in exhausted, it's going to be harder to recover.
You're right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Take whole bunch of supplements, really good supplements.
Yeah, I heard jelly beans were good. Okay. Thank you, Nina.
You're very welcome. I wish you all luck. I especially wish you luck with your surgery.
Thank you.
And I'll be looking forward to hearing that you've come out and it was all successful.
I'll send a note when I'm, back on the notebook again.
You better. Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't, I'll hunt you down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, let us know you're okay. And let me know if you're going to make it to the next one in 2 weeks. Because that'll just be a week after your surgery.
Okay, I will.
All righty.
Awesome. All right, ladies, thank you.
Good night.
You're welcome. Thank
Keep
you,
achieving
you
those inspired results. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.